Christians who have made a difference.
On Songs of Hope this morning, our Christian who has made a difference today is David Unaipon. David Unaipon, he's an Aboriginal Australian. You've seen his photo many, many, many times. It's on one side of the Australian $50 note, David Unaipon. David was an Aboriginal. He had a passion for music, literature, science and Christianity. He was the first published Aboriginal writer in Australia, and he was an advocate for Aborigines. He was an inventor, a musician, an orator, and a Christian preacher. In 1953, he was awarded the Coronation Medal for his achievements. David Unaipon was born in 1872 and brought up in Point Maclay Mission in the south of South Australia, near Tailem Bend. The Australian Governor's policy for Aborigines in the early days of British settlement was to settle them in separate communities from white Australians in order to protect them from alcohol, disease and the excesses of white communities. The church has helped this policy by providing mission communities, often funded by Christian almsgiving. Point Maclay was one of these communities, and it was run by the Congregational Christian Church. At age 13, David went to Adelaide to be a servant for a Mr. Young for 5 years. Mr. Young encouraged his interest in science, music and philosophy. When David returned to Point Maclay, he was appointed mission organist and the mission trained him in the trade of repairing boots. He later ran the bookstore. David was a non-smoker and a teetotaler. At age 30, he married a Tangani woman from the Coorong, Catherine Carter, who had a job as a servant. By 1909, Unaipon had developed and patented a modified handpiece for shearing sheep. He was obsessed with discovering the secret of perpetual motion. In 1914, his predictions about the development of polarized light and helicopter flight were publicized, building his reputation as a black genius and Australia's Leonardo. Between 1909 and 1944, Unaipon made patent applications for 9 other inventions, including a centrifugal motor, a multi-radial wheel and a mechanical propulsion device, but the patents lapsed due to funding limitations. His fame, elegance of manner, public speaking ability and Aboriginal identity confounded the current stereotypes. Unaipon embodied the potential for Aboriginal advancement. His lectures for the Anglican Church stressed improvement. He said, "Look at me and you will see what the Bible can do." In 1912, he made representations to the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Affairs. In the 1920s, he collected and published stories about Aboriginal myths and legends. For 50 years, he travelled southeastern Australia, combining this work with lectures and sermons in Christian churches. In addresses to schools and learned societies, he spoke on Aboriginal legends and customs and about his people's future. In the 1920s, he was the best-known Aborigine in Australia and was accepted as their spokesperson. He advocated gradual change for Aborigines and integration into Australian society rather than separate communities. As he travelled, he was often refused accommodation because of his race. In his 1951 autobiography, he said that Jesus' teaching that all men are brothers helped him cope with these times of discrimination. He said that he was born between two forces, heathenism and civilization. He spent his lifetime trying to bring these two sides together. He died in 1967 at age 95. We salute Aboriginal Australian David Unaipon, a Christian who has made a difference.